In terms of, someone's asking about the differences between Vestas de Rai, the Mandam and Vestas de Raisa versus Vestas de Rabbanan. We'll probably actually see more of this as we go through. But what is the difference? What's a nafkamina if you go Vestas de Raisa or de Rabbanan, other than obviously Vestas de Raisa, whether it's de Raisa or de Rabbanan, what's the practical difference? Either way, we require Prisha. So I didn't remember. What's a nafkamina between whether something is a Vestas Kavua or Vestas Sheino Kavua, which we were talking about last time? What is the practical difference? So, one difference, which we talked about the last year, is whether you need a Bedika or not. We paskin that for Vestas Kavua, you need to do a Bedika l'chatchila on the day of the Vestas. And moreover, we paskin, like the Rashba Shita, that she's Asura L'Baila until she does a Bedika. Whereas for Vesas She'eno Kavua, so then we paskin that if you don't do a Bedika, you're Mutaris L'Baila. And according to many opinions, you don't even have to do a Bedika L'Chatchila. According to others, you do have to do a Bedika L'Chatchila. And for this din, we say, on a Beinonis is like Vesas Kavua. So that's difference number one, is with respect to a Bedika. Difference number two, the more, straightforward difference, is with respect to changing a Vesas. This we'll talk more about in this siman, but basically, how is a Vesas undone? So when it comes to a Vesas She'eno Kavua, one violation of the Vesas undoes the Vesas. According to the for Vesas Kavua needs to be three violations. Now, one of the big questions we're going to talk a lot about in this siman is what constitutes a violation. Sometimes it's straightforward. Sometimes it's not. For example, if you had a haflaga of 42 days, then you had a half. So a violation would be the next month on the 42nd day you didn't see. Let's say you saw on the 45th day, so then the vessels of 42 are certainly going to be uprooted. Question is, what about if the next month you see on 35? So you didn't really uproot 42, or maybe you did. So that's a question we're going to see. But fundamentally, Vesas She'eno Kavua is uprooted after once. Vesas Kavua is only uprooted after three times. Koren Chavos Das, you actually can't be Oker Vesas Kavua, at least, without an Akira, without a Bedika that was good. But we'll see that later. Right? And then there's the question, again, that just following up from last time, what do you have to worry about if you don't have a Vesas Kavua? So that the Ramah, Sif Yud Gimel, discusses over here, Barichos, quoting the Ramban, which Chashos you have to have. He mentions Chodesh and Haflaga. He doesn't mention Onabedunis, which is why the Shach thinks that Onabedunis is Chodesh. And again, we'll talk about that when we get there. Okay. And for Eino Kavua, you only have to be Choshesh for the common ones, like Haflaga, Chodesh, Guf, not like the crazy ones, like Dilog and Sirug and the like. Okay, so let's begin Siman Kuf Peitas. So we're going to begin with a hakdama to the sugya of Ona Beinonis, which we have here at the beginning in Sif Aleph. Now, we all know, everybody's heard of an Ona Beinonis, that Ona Beinonis, like we mentioned last time, it's a Veses on day 30, she has to have Prisha, she has to do Bedikos, it's even like a Vesas Kavua. Now the truth is that that concept does not appear in almost all the Rishonim. So where does the concept of Ona Beinonis appear in Shas? Where does it appear in Rishonim? And how do we pask in Halacha L'Maisa? So there are two contexts in Shas, at least that I know of, where the idea of Ona Beinonis appears. The first is on Daf Tasamid Beis. And it's talking about when does a zakena become b'chazkes mesulek as damim. And the Gemara over there says, she'avru ala gimel onos. Three onos passed, and she didn't see, and she's already zakena. We'll define what a zakena is a little later. But she's a zakena, three onos doesn't pass, so we treat her henceforth as a woman who's mesulek as damim, for whatever ramifications that has. And the standard onos, 30 days. So, nafkamina number one for Ona Beinonis is to calculate when a woman is Mesulek as Damin. Obviously, this Gemara would not serve as a makor for the concept that we have, which is a woman that doesn't have a vesis kavua has to be chosheshes on her own abenuness in terms of prisha and vedika, right? There's no source for that. All that Gemara says is, when does she become a zulekas damim? The other source is the Gemara Daf Tesva Amud Aleph, which we actually referred to a little bit in the last shiur. And the Gemara over there basically says, kol nashim b'cheskas tahara l'baleihen, haboin min haderech, nishen lahen b'cheskas tahara. And the Gemara says, v'hu shematza b'soch yimei onasa. So some husband goes out of town. He has no idea where his wife is holding. She's b'cheskas tahara. But, and therefore he could have tashmis with her even without asking, like we saw yesterday, even though she's only half awake, but only if matzah b'soch yimei onasa. The question is, what does that mean? What's the Gemara saying over here? So there are, we'll say, three understandings of the Rishonim. According to Rambam, we mentioned this last time, this basically means that if she has a vesis kavua, so then, and onasa refers to her vesis kavua, then she's mutaris daf tashmish without bedikos. The Rambam's position, as we've alluded to before, and we'll see more extensively in Kuf Bei Zayin, is that isha shein la vesis kavua has to do bedikos kon tashmish. But matzah b'soch onasa, so she has an ona, then you don't need to do bedika. So even though she's half asleep, you could have tashmish with her. According to that interpretation of the Gemara, onasa probably means her vesis, whatever her vesis is, 28 days, 26 days, gimel iyar, gimel chodesh, whatever it is. There's no basis for the concept, again, of ona benonis being 30 days to be mechayev prisha and bedika, right? No basis at all. And that's the way the Ra'ah learns. It's in the Bedek Habayis on Bedek Zayin, Shar Bei Zayin Amud Aleph, right? It doesn't mean ona benunis. Mata besoch yimei onasa means her vesas, right? Onasa is her ona, her vesas. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav over here, Simen Kuf Pei Tesef Aleph, shows that this is the view of the Rambam, the Rif, the Ravid. They all understand that when the Gemara says v'husha mata besoch yimei onasa means in her vesas, right? It's not talking about a woman she'ein la vesas at all. And in fact, at least the Rambam holds, if she doesn't have vesas, you wouldn't need to do a bedika. So, according to the opinions of Rambam, Rif, Ravid, Ra'ah, and others, the Gemara has nothing to do with ona beinunis, in which case, there's no source in Shas for ona beinunis as we know of it. Right? Now, Rashi, though, says like this. Rashi, Dimas L'Basoch, on that Gemara says, Shloshim yom l'ri'ya. Afala achar shloshim baya bedika. Ha'ul ustam nashim chazyan l'sof ona. So unlike the previous Rishonim who understand that onasa is referring to her vases, Rashi understands onasa means ona benunis. In other words, we could therefore be talking even about a woman in shein la vases. Now, Rashi, however, does not say you need prisha during your ona benunis. What did Rashi say? All he said was you need a bedika, right? Shloshim yom l'ri'ya, avala achar shloshim baya bedika. So that same Shulchan Aruch Rav says, according to Rashi, is there any need for prisha on ona benunis? No, but you would need to do a bedika. Now, you could say, well, why do you need to do bedika? Because we expect her to see today, and therefore, memela prisha would also be aser. You could say that, but doesn't sound that way so much from Rashi. Rashi sounds like all you need is a bedika. It's also the view of the Ramban. The Ramban writes, ona benonis is mechayev a bedika, but not prisha. In other words, if you did the bedika on ona benonis and it turned out okay, then it's okay. Now, the Rashba, when quoting Ramban and Rashi, sounds like he assumes you would need to do Bedika. The Rashba assumes that, well, you know, why would you need to do Bedika if not for the fact that you're Choshesh that today is the day? or might be the day, in which case you should also have prisha. So that's not explicit. Simple meaning of Rashi and Ramban is you don't need to do prisha, but the Rashba claims that's what they hold. Now, is there any opinion that says you need to do prisha on her own abandonness? That's the opinion of the Rashba. The Rashba writes that you need to do prisha during the onabenoness, and this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch's machmir. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, as I mentioned, after he shows that almost all the Rishonim don't learn like the Rashba, so he writes, even though obviously we have to follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, he writes, en lemchos biyadim mekilim. In other words, if you see mekilim, maybe there are people in the olden days, maybe there are people nowadays, who aren't so machmir about frisha during their own abeinoness. So you shouldn't be mocha, because the maisa, what they're doing is appropriate, according to most Rishonim. Now you could point out that would assume they're doing at least a bedika on their own abeinoness. In other words, if they're not doing a bedika either, so then they're not getting Rashi Ramban. Okay, they would still be getting Ra'ah, Rif, Ravid, but they wouldn't be getting almost all Rishonim. Now, another possible implication is this. So Rabbi Willig actually also says like the Graz. He says you shouldn't be mocha b'yadim mekilim even without a bedika. Ah, you don't have Ramban and Rashi. Yeah, but you still have the Ramban, Rif, Ravid, Ra.
Who's that?
The Rabbi Willig. So, again, obviously, lahalacha, we say you should follow the Shulchan Aruch. But there is a tendency among some poskim, including the Mishmar Satahara and Rabbi Willig, that lamaisa, when it comes to machlokos about onabenunis, maybe there's room to be mego. Because again, keep in mind that according to almost all Rishonim, the concept doesn't even exist. So if there's a safek, if there's a shaila, we'll see there's many shailas about onabenunis, you could always keep in mind that the concept might not even exist according to many Rishonim. Now, this question that they have of perhaps the machlokas between Rashi versus Rashba, if you think they are arguing, might relate to a very basic question of what exactly onabenunis is. So, is onabenunis the day we expect her to see? In other words, the common vesis for women that don't have a vesis is 30 days. So we expect her to see today, just like if she had a vesis kavua for day 27. Or is the pshat, no, that we don't expect her to see dafk on day 30, mali yomi omayim. There's nothing special about 30 per se. But rather, the way the Ran puts it, is v'chili olam lo tira. In other words, at some point she's going to see, right? Or maybe most people see by then. And therefore we say, v'chili olam lo tira. And therefore maybe we'll be mechayev a bedika, because most people see by then. But be'etzem, it's not that we expect her to see dafka today. Now, if that's true, so then you might be more inclined to take the position of Rashi Ramban that you need to do bedika, but not prisha. The Ramban, who the Rashbo says you need to do prisha, holds that, look, the common vesas is day 30, so you need to do prisha on day 30. Maybe Rashi and Ramban say no. V'chili olam lo tira, you know, most people will see by 30, do bedika on day 30. But it's not mechayev prisha. Maybe that's what they're arguing about. This might explain a bunch of other machlokos we'll see as we go into them later on, but I'll give you a mar makom. There's a Torah journal put out by Karen Biavna called Yikra Dechayim a couple of years ago for Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwacht, a Sefer Zikaron. And Rav Meir Orlian, that's Uri's older brother, who was Sholom Eshev in Karen Biavna when I was there. Now he's the Rav of Yad Binyamin, what's it called?
Thanks.
Yeah. Anyway, so see, there's a nice article on this topic, on this chakira. If it's the pshat that they expect to see on that day or by that day, is it batzem, is it just a function of v'chili olam lo tira? And he shows how all sorts of the machlokos and rishonim and poskim Many of them might hinge on that question. So, yes.
If the svar of the Ran v'chidul olam l'tira is true, then shouldn't we say that any day after the onabeinonis as well that she would have to be required?
So if you went and took the svar of the Ran to the extreme, so we would perhaps say that. But you could also say the same svar, but not go that far. In other words, I'm not saying that's a bad svar. You could also say, look, v'chidul olam l'tira, she's going to see at some point, and most women see by day 30. So I'll say do a bedik on day 30. But we're not going to say she's a Asura Liolam. In other words,
you could say that she's
to do it's a Pshar. You could say that. Mm-hmm. You could. And in fact, we'll see some posts and we'll say that. Mm-hmm. In other words, the Svar V'chil Yolam Lotira, there's a further question, how far do you take that? It could be a Kula, it could be a Chumra. But you're absolutely correct. Now, this perhaps another related question is the question of an Ona Benunis for a woman that has a Vesis Haguf. She's a Vesis Kavua, let's say, of a Vesis Haguf. But, so we know, generally speaking, if you have Vesis Kavua, let's say Vesis Kavua of day 28 days, you don't have to be worried about the innovativeness. We'll talk about what happens if 28 pass. Do you have to worry about the innovativeness? It's an important question. We'll get there. But let's say standard Vesis Haguf of 28 days. So you don't have to worry about innovativeness. What about if you have a Veses Haguf? It's a Veses Kavua. What's a Veses Haguf? We'll talk more about that later. But let's say sneezing spells. Every time we're not talking about, like I said yesterday, you know, three or four sneezes. Sneezing that's unusual and associated exclusively with menstruation. Meaning to say, every time she sneezes, she has one of these big sneezing spells, then she starts menstruating immediately or menstruating after an hour or something like that. So does she have to keep an Ona Benunis? On one hand, maybe I'll say that since she has a Veskavua, she doesn't have to keep an Ona Benunis. On the other hand, maybe I'll say no, Mavito, that's when you have a Veskavua that's time related, Haflaga or Chodesh or the like. So, we don't say she has to keep her own abeinunis because we're not going to say v'chili olam lo tira. No, we expect her to see on her vesas, right? Even if it's a vesas only once every 3 months. So, we expect her to see in 3 months from now. But once it's a vesas aguf, it's not taluy in time, so maybe the same svar of v'chili olam lo tira still applies, in which case she has to do it. Now, we actually discussed this very briefly at the very end of Shir yesterday. We sort of ran through it. And we'll go back to that in 1 second. But if you look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch over here, in our Siman, right at the beginning, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Kol isha shein laveses kavua, choshetes liyom shloshim l'riyasa, shehu ona beinunis, l'stam nashim. Vim yesh laveses kavua l'zman yadua, michaf l'chaf, o michaf hei l'chaf hei, choshetes l'zman yadua. So when I read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds to me like he's saying that when do you have to be Choshashas, not Choshashas for Ona Benunis, only if you have Asvesis Kavul Isman Yadua. However, the matter is not so simple, and this relates back to that Beis Yosef that we saw, we referred to at least yesterday, at the very end of Simon Kuf Pei Dalet. Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Yud Beis. So the Beis Yosef over there quotes a Ramban, and he understands the Ramban in a surprising way, as the Shach points out. I'll read you what the Ramban says firstly. The Ramban writes, Im haya laveses haguf ve'en laveses yom kavua harehi tehora ad ha'ona kamisha en laveses. So what does it sound like he's saying? She has a veses haguf, but no veses kavua that relates to time. So then, you have to be choshesh v'ona benonis. That's the way I would have read the Ramban. And that, in fact, is the way the Shach reads the Ramban. The Shach, again, at the very end of Simin Kuf Pei Dalet. However, the Beis Yosef over there understands that it's referring to Avesas Morkov of Yamim and Kvitzos. Right? The Beis Yosef writes, Umashma, but this Ramban, Dachik Amar, Imhayel Avesas Haguf, Kigon Kvitza, Ukuyotze Ba. So first of all, that's an unusual translation of Vestis HaGuf. That's more of a Vestis HaOnas. Right, we're going to talk about, as you'll see, two types of Vestos of this type. One is a Vestis HaGuf, like a sneezing spell or backaches or other types of symptoms, certain type of headache, let's say, certain type of backache, let's say, maybe even spotting. That's usually what we refer to when we talk about Vestis HaGuf. Itush, pihuk, these types of things. And presumably those are symptoms, right? Those are symptoms that nismala sasa, that the Vestis is coming, either immediately or in the next day or two or whatever it is. That's standard Vestis HaGuf. Then we have this type of unusual Vestis. Now, it's a Vestis HaGuf, guf in the sense of it relates to your body, but it's a very different type of Vestis. It's a Vestis of Ones, like Kfitzos. Now, there's a big Brachlokas Rishonim whether that's even a Vestis at all. The Gemara talks about it, Kafta Virasa, Kafta Virasa. We'll see later on. Some Rishonim hold that there is such a thing as a Vestis HaGuf. That's a causative Vestis. It's not a symptomatic Vestis. It's causative Vestis. I could force menstruation by doing 1,000 jumping jacks, or I don't know, some other rigorous activity. Or another possibility is Vestis HaShum, by eating very sharp foods. Okay? And there's a further machlokas Rishonim, whether Kfitzos and Shum are the same or different. You'll have a chance to see all this. But as I said, there's a machlokas Rishonim whether there's even such a thing as Vestis HaKfitzos. Some Rishonim say yes. Others say only in when it's Morkov with Zman and Kfitzos. But the Beis Yosef is understanding that when Ramban here says Vestis HaGuf, what does he mean? Again, I'll read it again. Umashma, this is Lashon of the Beis Yosef from the end of Kuf Bei Dalad. Umashma Dari Gamar. Emaya la Vestis HaGuf kigon Kfitza ukiyotze ba. Now, there's also a further question. That's what we talked about at the end of Shira yesterday. What's ukiyotze ba mean? Does kiyotze ba mean like shum? Or kiyotze ba means like pihok? Right? That was the machlokas we saw yesterday about how to understand the machaber. At the end of Shir, last time we talked about the Tarsa Shlomim, who says, no, kiyotze ba means like kfitza or like shum. In other words, other types of causative vestos as opposed to standard vestos aguf. But anyway, so again, if she has a Vestis HaGuf like Kfitza Ukiyotze Ba, Afal Pishu B'yom Yadua, and moreover, it's a Morkov. What's Morkov mean? Morkov means that this Vestis HaOnas is tied to a particular time. In other words, Kafta V'rasa on the 10th of the month, then Kafta V'rasa the next time on the 10th of the month, and Kafta V'rasa the next time on the 10th of the month. It's Morkov. It's a combination Vestis of two things, the Kfitza and the time. So if she has a Vestis HaMorkov of Kfitzos and time, Ve'en la Vestis Yom Kavua, Shelo Yehei Imo Vestis HaGuf, Klal, then Arei Torah Ad HaOna Benunis, Shishloshim Yom. So then, she's still to be Choshashes for what? Ona Benus. Why? Because maybe she won't jump. Right? Fechila Olam Tera, let's say she never jumps again. Right? Every time on the 10th of the month she jumps 100 jumping jacks, she gets her period. Okay? Maybe she won't jump ever again on the 10th of the month. Fechila Olam Tera, so therefore she has to worry about Ona Benus. That's what the Ramban is saying, according to the Beis Yosef. Whereas the Shach understood the Ramban Kepshuto. That, what does it mean? It means that if she has a regular standard Vestis HaGuf, every time she has a giant sneezing spell, she has menstruation. So then the Ramban is saying, you do have to be choshesh for Ona Benunis. Now, one reason, so why didn't the Rash basically read like the simple reading of the Ramban, the way the Shach read it? Well, maybe the Beis Yosef holds that if you have a standard Vestis HaGuf, you should not have to do a Ona Benunis. Now, why would that be? Why wouldn't you read the Ramban Kipshuto, like the Shach reads it? Very simple. Because, in that case, since it's not in your control, so you don't have to do onabenunis. It's only time we say that you have to be worried about onabenunis when you have a vesis kavua is when it's in your control, like fitzos. Then we'll say this far, maybe she'll just never jump, and then she'll never get her period. She has to be worried about a vesses of onabenunis. But otherwise, you don't have to, right? So here, we seem to have a machlokas about whether or not there's onabenunis for a woman that has a vesses aguf. Lemaisa, the poskim debate this question. According to Rabbi Willig, if she has a vesis aguf, then she doesn't have to be chosheshes for onabenunis. Again, this would go against the simple reading of the Ramban, but it could fit with the Beis Yosef's reading of the Ramban. And Rabbi Willig thinks it's also the opinion of the Mordechai, Sof Simon Tavshin Lamed Gimel, who writes, Im yesh la vesis aguf, muter es l'shamish, in other words, the Mordechai is matir, and Rabbi Willig thinks the Ramban also might be matir, because maybe the Rabbi Yosef's reading of the Ramban is correct. There are other svarim, Chezkas Tahara, Kuf Petas, Kuf Memtas, who says, no, of course you have to be choshesh for onabenunis if you have a aflaga, like the simple reading of the Ramban, and like the Shach, Kuf Pei Dalet, Sifkatan, Lamed Beis. Rabbi Willig tries to be Docha's Raya, even if you read it that way, maybe it's Dafka Bamanadar, there's more to say. But this question might hinge on what we've been talking about. In other words, is the only reason for Onabenunis a Svara V'chili Olam Lo Tira, or is it a Svara of an expected period date? It's hard to say. We expect your period date to be on day 30 if you didn't have those symptoms. Yes?
But wouldn't that come out like a stira in the Shulchan Aruch? Because if we're saying that Sad, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, kol zman that the vessel is less under control, it's really, you should use v'chil olam lo tira, then you shouldn't require pre-shir. You should just require a vedika because...
Yeah. It's a good point. So the question is, how far do we take it? Yes. So now the main question we have to talk about today is, what is an onabenunis? So the simple reading of the Rishonim is it's the 30th day from her previous Re'iyah. Right? This is the view of the Beis Yosef, for example, in Tazayin and Yudayalid. It's a Kresu Plesi, Tazvav. When we say that means the 30th day from when she saw, counting the first day. Right, so if I saw today, today is day one, tomorrow is day two, Thursday is day three, etc. Day 30 would be the onabenunis. That is the opinion of probably most, the simple reading of most sources, and the opinion of most poskim. However, the Shach over here, Sifkatan Lamed, says no, the onabenunis is Yom HaChodesh. So if she sees on the 8th of the month this month, so let's say the 8th of Chodesh Nisan, so Onobenunis will be the 8th of Iyar. And it doesn't matter whether it's a Chodesh Malay or a Chodesh Chaser. So sometimes it'll be a 30-day gap. Sometimes it'll be a 31-day gap. Depends on the month. Now, you could ask, well then, how is it different from Veses Liyom HaChodesh? In other words, we already have such a thing called the Vesli Yom HaChodesh, and we're saying the Onabenunis always comes out on the Yom HaChodesh. So what do we need the Onabenunis for when we already have a Vesli Yom HaChodesh? So the Sidrei Tara, the Atzei Levona, all show that even according to the Shach, you need both dinim. Let me give you some examples. The Shach writes that although the Onabenunis always coincides with the Vesli Yom HaChodesh, it carries with it more strict dinim. As we saw last time, it's a type of vesis kavua. For example, onabenunis is asura without a bedika. Vesis hachodesh isn't. So even though onabenunis and vesis chodesh always correspond, coincide on the same date, there's still a chumrah for on abeinonis, even according to the shach, over the Vesach Chodesh. Number two is that you could be choshesh for an on abeinonis only from the previous re'iyah, as opposed to chodesh. So let's give an example. Let's say a woman sees on day one of Nisan, and then she sees on day 15 of Nisan. Day one of Iyar is no longer her on abeinonis, because on abeinonis, according to most poskim, we'll see there are those who disagree, but most poskim, this is via the shach, so we're talking about the yashik, the shach. On abeinonis is uprooted, it's 30 days from your previous re'iyah. So day one of Iyar will no longer be your on abeinonis, but it still will be her Vesach Chodesh, because your Vesach Chodesh is in force until it passes without incident. In that case, you'll have a Vesach Chodesh of 1 ER, 15th of ER, right? So that is another example of...
But won't you just have two Vesach Chodesh?
Yeah, but the point is, if all you had was Ono Beinunis, and you didn't have a separate thing of Vesach Chodesh, then you'd only have to be Hosheshes for Tesvav ER. And that's why the Shach needs both Vesach Chodesh and Ono Beinunis. Even though the Ona Beinonis is always the same Yom L'Chodesh. Makes things much easier to calculate. Another example would be for a woman who has a Vesas Kavua. Vesas Kavua, you don't have to be Choshesh for Ona Beinonis, like we mentioned, but you do have to be Choshesh for Vesas Chodesh one time. Even a woman who has an Ona Bein, a Vesas Kavua, we're always Choshesh for her Eno Kavua, right? So let's say her regular Vesach Kavua is 29 days, and once she sees on day 33, so the next time she'll have to worry about day 29 from 33, day 33 from 33, and also whatever Yom HaChodesh in the next month. But she doesn't have to worry about Ona Beinonis. Also, you could have a Ona Beinonis without Chodesh if you have a Vesach of Kvitzos, right? In that case, you don't have to worry about the Chodesh unless she's Kofetzas. But you will still have to worry about Ona Beinonis. That comes up in Sif Yud Ches. So basically what we're saying, there might even be more nafkaminas, is that even though the Shach holds that the Vesas HaChodesh, Ona Beinonis always falls out in the Vesas HaChodesh, you still need both Dinim. You still need both the Vesas HaChodesh and the Ona Beinonis. And this answers the question of the Chacham Tzvi, the big Val Plugta on this Shach is the Chacham Tzvi, partially quoted in the Mishlei Tshuva. Here's a whole arichus on it. You should all read it, by the way, very important, against the Shach. And part of his questions are answered by simply saying that even according to the Shach, you need both. That's the way the Sidrei Tara is miyashiv the Shach, like we just said. Now the truth is, that takes a lot of the teeth out of the Shach. Just to give you an example. What's the Shach's big proof? So one of his big proofs is the Ramban, and the Rama on Sif Yud Gimel cites it, talks about what types of vestos a worry a woman has to be concerned about if she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua. So he mentions Vesas Chodesh, he mentions Vesas Flag, and he omits on a Beinonis. Says the Shach, this is a riot to my Shita, because on a Beinonis is Chodesh, right? Well, once we're going to say that the really the Shach agrees that there's an Ona Beinonis, and really the Shach agrees that there's a Vesach Chodesh, just that they almost always overlap, so it takes some of the teeth out of that diuk. I won't say it's not a diuk at all, but it takes some of the teeth out of it, because the simple meaning of the Shach is there's no such thing as Ona Beinonis. And that's why he's saying, the Gevaldik Raya. Why is it that the Ramban and the Ramah don't mention Ona Beinonis and Sifyut Gimel? Because it doesn't exist. Once you're going to say, it does exist, there's an Ona Beinonis, there's a Vesach Chodesh. The Shach isn't so radical. He just thinks that they overlap usually. So then, you still have a Diyuk. So Shach will say, didn't need to say it because it's included in Chodesh. But it's not the same as Chodesh. So it takes a little bit out of the teeth of the Shach. It's still a good deal, because 99% of the time they'll overlap, right? We came up with some very unusual scenarios where they won't. But still, it takes a little bit out of it, right? Another example, you guys remember from Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Sifkatan Lamed Beis, right? So that was one of the Shach over there writes basically the same idea. And if you're going to say that they're one thing, so then that's what the Shach over there sounds like. If you're going to say there's two things that usually overlap, it doesn't sound that way from the Shach, because the Shach keeps on denying the existence of onabenumness, right? Which is imprecise. Like again, Kuf Pei Dalet Lamed Beis does not sound like the Sidrei Torah's reading. But at the same time, it might be the better reading anyway, because to answer up all those questions. Okay, we'll get back to that Shach in just one moment, but I'll just mention the third view of when the onabenumness is. So again, so far we have day 30, that's the standard pshat. Whatever the Yom Lachodesh is, that's the Shach's pshat. The Chavos Das, Sefkat Yud Beis, says it's the 31st day from her Re'iyah. They both say it's 30. It's not like he's making up a new number. One says 30, one says 31. The question is it 30 counting the Yom HaRi'iyah as the first day, or 30 afterwards? Right? How do you count the 30? Is it 31 days from the Re'iyah, in other words, 30 days after the Re'iyah, or not? Now, the Rayos from the Chavos Das are all the Rayos from the Shach, actually. The Shach, well, we'll get to it in a moment. And as I mentioned, the Chavos Das is Dochel these Rayos. Now, how do we paskin? Take a look at the Igros Moshe, Chela Gimel, Simen Nun. He paskins like the Chavos Das. And he goes all the way like the Chavos Das. He doesn't have to be Choshesh at all for day 30. It's wrong. He likes the Shach's Rayos. He likes the Chavos Das's Rayos. However, the way Rabbi Forst puts it is this is a unique view among the poskim. And in other words, most poskim don't accept it, and you should not follow it. Really, what you should follow is I lost my notes. Oops, I have to wing it. What you should follow, I have one more page left, but then the rest of today's shiur is gone. What you should follow is, you know, Ikra Din day 30, and if you want to follow the Chavos Das as a Chumra, you can. Now let's look at some of the Rayos that they bring. Well, I don't know if it printed and it's there, or it just ran out of paper. We'll see when we run out of paper, we'll figure out what to do. See what time it is. So what are some of the Rayos that the Shach brings and that the Chacham Tzvi brings against the Shach. So, one of the Rayos for the Shach is that, as we mentioned, the Ramban and the Ramban Sif Yud Gimel, when they're telling us the things that you have to be Choshish for if you don't have a Veses, don't mention Onabenudis. Why not? Must be. There's no separate onabenuness that you have to be choshish for. So what does the Chacham Tzvi do with that raya? Chacham Tzvi says like this. From the Ramah, you have no raya anyway, because he's so mech on what it said in the beginning of this simon, and there the Shulchan Aruch said, right, if you look at the beginning of Kuf Pei Tes, Kolisha, Shein Labesis Kabua, Hosheshis Liom Shoshim Liriasa, Shuona Benunis, Listam Nadr. The Ramah is in Masik. The Ramah agrees. So it's true that in Sif Yud Gimel, he doesn't mention Ona Benunis. Sif Yud Gimel, the Ramah writes, Haisha Shirasa, Hosheshis Labesis Achodesh, Ula Flaga, Achatik Babesis, Vishosh Paman. Why doesn't he mention Ona Benunis? Because the Mechaber mentioned Onabenunis in Sif Aleph, and the Ramah agreed, presumably, so he doesn't have to mention it again in Sif Yud Gimel. So that, the Chacham Tzvi says, undercuts the Raya of the Shach. Okay. What about from the Ramban? We'll get there in one second. Moreover, the Chacham Tzvi says that it's mashma not like the Shach, because the Ramah, first of all, as we noted, he didn't disagree in Sif Aleph on the Mechaber. Second of all, in Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, he wrote about the Mechaber, V'Hachinog, even more schwer. What did it say in Kuf Pei Dalet Tes? Shar Nashim Srichos Bedikos, Kshigia Alvasis, Avarves Blobadka, Blorikisha, Torah Blobadika, Yesh Omrim Shasura Adjetiv Dok, Im Yesh Lavasis Kavua, Oshu Yom Shloshim, Afal Pisha Eno Kavua, says the Ramah, the Achinog, Hagav Achinog, the Chain Hula Kaman, Sinem Kof Petas, says the Chacham Tzvi. You see that the Ramah explicitly endorses the Mechaber's view. And at the Chacham Tzvi, moreover, he says, look at Kuf Pei Tes. Oh, the Shach says, look at Kuf Pei Tes, meaning, I don't exactly hold of this. The Chacham Tzvi says, look at Kuf Pei Tes, and you should be mitzayin what I wrote over here. So in light of this, this is another kasha on the Shach, right? And the lashon of the Chacham Tzvi is Kama Pa'amim Shana V'Shileish Yom Shloshim. Many times in Kuf Pei Dalet, Kuf Pei Tes, the Mechaber mentions Yom Shloshim, and the Ramah doesn't say anything. So if you learn like the Shach, he should say something, right? So what's going the Shach going to respond to this? This is not a very good question. So the Shach will answer no. The Ramah, first of all, agrees that it's Yom Shloshim. Except Yom Shloshim means Yom Shloshim, the Aleph, or to be precise, 30 days after the Riyah. Right? And that is the Vasis HaChodesh for Stam Chodesh. The Shach says, and he shows from Yeridei Simen Reish Chaf, though the Chacham Tzvi doesn't like that Raya, but the Shach shows from your, even though, you know, in reality, it's about 50-50, but still, you see from Yeridei Simen Reish Chaf that the Stam Chodesh is considered a Chodesh Mele. Ah! So what does Yom Shloshim really mean? Day 31, right? That's the Chavzasas. And that is Yom HaChodesh. In other words, whenever the Mechaber writes Yom Shloshim, what does that mean, according to the Shach? Day 31, which is what? That's a Chodesh. So that's why the Ramah doesn't pipe up and disagree. Because basically, whenever the Mechaber says you have to be Choshesh for day 30, he means Veses Ona Beinonis of Yom HaChodesh. Now, it's a little difficult. It's clear that's not what the Mechaber means. He's black and white. Even the Shach doesn't think that's what the Mechaber means. But that's the way the Shach gets out of those rayas. But fine. The Chacham Tzvi says that the reason... Okay, but what about Sif Yud Gimel, right? Why didn't the Ramah mention Ona Beinonis and Sif Yud Gimel? That's because he didn't... Over there he mentioned Chodesh and Haflaga for Eino Kavua. And Ona Beinonis is different, right? He didn't want to include that. He didn't want to say, oh, if a woman doesn't have Ves Kavua, she has to be Choshesh for Haflaga, Chodesh, and Ona Beinonis, because they have different dinim, like we know. For example, with respect to Bedikos, Haflaga and Chodesh, you don't need to do Bedika. If the Bedika passes, she's Mutaris. If the Ona passes, she's Mutaris, as opposed to Ona Beinonis. Fine. What about the Raya that the Shach brought from the Ramban, right, which is really the source of the Ramban, Sifid Gimel? Why didn't the Ramban mention Ona Beinonis, right? So the Chacham Tzvi says that, well, maybe the Ramban did mention it. Ve'afshar shekvar biru hu haRamban b'makom acher shegam tzarech lachosh l'Ona Beinonis. Right? Now, the Chacham Tzvi wrote that because he didn't have the Ramban. So maybe the Ramban does say it. We do have the Ramban, though. And the answer is that the real reason why he doesn't mention is because, as we mentioned earlier, does the Ramban hold you need Prisha Bona Beinonis? No. all you really need in onabenunis is what? A bedika. So that's why he doesn't mention it. That's why the Ramban leaves it out. Fine. Now, I guess the Shach would still bring it as a raya, because the Shach would say, well, the Ramban should have at least mentioned that you needed a bedika. Why did he omit that? Must be that it's the same as the Vesis HaChodesh. Fine. Now, the Shach brings a raya from the Ravid, who doesn't mention anything about Onabenunis, and the Chachan Tzvi says, yeah, that's because the Ravid doesn't hold anything about an Onabenunis. We don't pass him like that. The Shach brought a raya that Onabenunis is 31, because it says, Shalosh Onos Benonios is 90 days, right? Now, if you hold to the standard 30-day Onabenunis, so how much is 3 Onos Benonios? 88 days, right? It's not going to be 90 days. Now, Chacham Tzvi says, well, even according to you, the Shach, it's not great. Because let's say it took 3 months. How many days is typically 3 months? It's also not usually 90 days, right? Because usually we switch off, Chaser Male. So 3 months, even according to the Shach, will be. It might be 1 day more than if you hold of 29 times 3. Right?
Only be 88.
No, 87. If you don't hold like the Shach, so if you had 3 Onos Benonios in a row, right? So she sees on day 1. So day 30 of that Riyah would be Ona Benonis number 1, okay? Which is really 29 days from her last Riyah. And then day...
Right.
The next one...
Yeah.
Right? You got it? Yeah. So even according to the Shach, it's not great. Because even if you say it's, like he says, the Chodesh... So it's not going to be 90 days. The only time you could ever have 3 months that's 90 days is if you have a Shana Malaya, then Tishrei Cheshvan and Kislev is 90 days. Three complete months in a row. But that's like... So again, the Shach says, yeah, it's true. It's pretty rare to have three months that's 90 days. But that's the Stam. So that's the Rai that the Shach brings. Okay. Now, I don't remember the other rayos of the note of the Chacham Tzvi, because I lost my notes. I'll be back in 1 minute.